The story of Samson, family of Israelite children gathered round the campfire. Grandfather, you promised us a story before bed. A story? You mean a romance with love and weddings and a happy ending? No way, Grandfather. Give us one with battles and lots of fighting. Tell us about one of the judges. The judges? Well, there were about a dozen of them. They ruled Israel before we had a king, and they weren't all as reasonable as Gideon. Let me see. Now, there was Deborah, the prophetess, Ehud, the assassin, and then there was Samson. Poh, where do I even begin with Samson? He was born a Nazarite. That means he was set apart for God, a special person. He wasn't supposed to drink, to touch dead bodies, or to cut his hair. But Samson didn't care about that. He hardly cared about anything. This time it was the Philistines who were ravaging our borders, and Samson was just the man to sort them out. The stories that people told about him. Oh, how he would burst out of ropes, wrestle with lions, tie 300 jackals together by their tails, and stroll away from danger with the town gates slung over his shoulders. Another time he killed 1,000 men, armed only with a donkey's jawbone. There was nothing the Philistines could do to stop him. Nothing. For 20 years he fought them. Their every plan, every scheme, every campaign would fail, and all because of Samson. But Samson had a weakness. Her name was Delilah, and she was the most beautiful woman on earth. Or at least Samson thought so. And I mean, with such a big strong man, would you argue with him? Poor Samson, if he'd only known that Delilah secretly served her Philistine masters. He didn't care, after all, he was Samson. What could harm him? The Philistines offered her a fortune, if only she would find the secret of his great strength and the way to rob him of it. So, she began. Samson, Samson, why won't you tell me your secret? She said as she stroked his hair. You would if you really loved me. Oh, it's no secret. Tie me up with soggy bowsprings and I'd be like a kitten. Samson, you're laughing at me. Oh, sorry. Only unused rope can hold me and... Samson, why do you keep lying and making things up? Oh, all right, the truth. Weave my hair into a loom. And then, where are you going, Delilah? And in the end, he gave in. She was so persistent. But then she would be, of course. The Philistines had offered her a fortune to find out his secrets, and she just almost nagged and nagged until eventually he said, "It's my hair that makes me strong." His strength came from God. His long hair was a symbol, a sign of his devotion. If his hair was cut, God would take his strength away. He should never have told her because while he slept, worn out by her constant nagging, no doubt, she one night cut off all his hair. It was all he had left of his vows as a Nazarite. He'd already broken the others, and now that he had allowed this woman to cut his hair, he was no different from anyone else. He was no stronger than an ordinary man. And very quickly the Philistines captured him just as easily. You can't imagine how much the Philistines hated Samson. They gouged his eyes out and made him work like a common ox. He who had once been Israel's defender, chosen by God himself, and now he was no better than a farm animal. Now, the Philistines worshipped a god whom they called Dagon, and with Samson not only their prisoner, but utterly humiliated into the bargain, they decided to hold a great feast in celebration to thank their god. Oh, we can do what we like now with Israel. Who's to stop us? The fools put all their trust in one man and now he's ours. Let's have the guards bring Samson out so we can all have a good look at him. I think that would be most entertaining. But of course, over the weeks and months, as Samson had languished in the dungeon, what had happened? His hair, naturally, had gradually started to grow back. And as his hair grew back, he started to think clearly, perhaps for the first time in his life. As he lay in his cell, he appealed to God. God, please do not forget me. Weak and blind, I can see things clearly at last. I am Samson, the Nazarite, and I have been a fool. I have not followed your laws. I have broken my vows, and now your people are leaderless. Help me. And so, for the celebration of the Philistines, the guards came for Samson right enough and hauled him out for all the Philistines to see. And he entertained them. Ha ha! Not so brave now, big man, eh? Crying like a baby. Did we hurt him, the poor little thing? Not so strong now. Look at him, he's crying. Kick him, kick him, hurt him, stand on him. And they tortured Samson in front of all the Philistine people, until he was unconscious and helpless on the ground. All right, that's enough for now. We don't want him dead. Not yet, anyway. We want to have a lot more fun with him yet. And Samson, when he came round, said to the guards as he was taken away, I can't walk. Please, please, I just need to take a moment. Let me lean against one of the temple pillars. And so it was there, in the temple of Dagon, surrounded by his bitterest enemies, that Samson prayed his last prayer. Remember me, my God, strengthen me just one last time and let me get revenge on the Philistines. And still praying, Samson put his hands against the pillars. People standing watching think, what does he think he's doing? Oh, I don't know, his mind's gone as soft as his muscles. And Samson, one arm on each of the pillars, pushed with all his might, crying out, give me one last blow against the Philistines as revenge for my eyes. Samson's faith had returned, and with it his great strength. The temple, of course, for the celebration was packed. There were generals, leaders, kings, the most important people in the land, all come to laugh at Samson. And suddenly, some began to realize what was happening. Samson, with a loud shout, let me die with the Philistines. And he pushed with all his might, and the whole roof caved in as the pillars gave way, killing everyone inside. And with that one blow, Samson, the mighty warrior, killed more than he had in his entire life. And he too died? Yes, but he took the Philistines with him. In those days, there was no king in Israel. And each man did as he saw fit. But amidst the bloodshed and the chaos, life went on as it always had done.